Okay, I don't know if I don't know if I'm going to upload this or not, but this is just a burden I've been feeling for a while now. And the Lord was saying that this has nothing to do with you. Like, do not take this personal. This has absolutely nothing to do with you. And I feel like I've heard this so many times. Like, God has shared this with me so many times, but it wasn't until like today that I really understand, just because of the things that I've been experiencing in my personal life, right? And so God's like, so the Lord showed me that the way that these people are treating you, and why they don't like you, and why they're finding things wrong with you, why they're trying to make things difficult and stuff for you, is because of God. It's the light that you have. It's the spirit that you have in you. It has nothing to do with you, because this is why it doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. This is why it doesn't add up in the natural. Like, you've been nice to them. You've owned your part, right? You've even forgiven their parts and was willing to not even have... Okay. Man, my thoughts are racing. Okay, so you were willing to accept them without an apology. Like, without even accountability. Like, you were willing to go that far, right? But they still reject you. They still treat you like... you know, like you're their enemy. They still see you as the villain in their life. And they don't matter how good you are to them, you're always going to be a villain in your life because of what they feel against the Lord, says the Lord. God is like, don't take it personal. They don't like your daddy. Therefore, they don't like you. There are evil people out here who will mistreat children just because they don't like their parents. Sick, but it's true. It's sick, but it's true. And I'm telling you that right now, that's just what it is. It has nothing to do with you. That's why you cannot win. It doesn't matter what you say to these people. It doesn't matter how many times you explain it till you're blue in the face. I mean, you could have broken it down all the way to Barney form. You see what I'm saying? And literally took the blame for everything and was just wanting to be cool with them, but they don't want to be cool with you. Because of God. It's the Lord that's in you. So God was ministering to me how, like, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they didn't like each other. Right? They didn't really like each other. They weren't really in agreement like that. But where they were in agreement was that they had a common enemy. They both didn't like Jesus. They both, you know, were willing to kill Jesus. And so that's what it is. It don't matter if they're a Pharisee or a Sadducee, right? It doesn't matter that these people have even linked up, people who don't like each other, right? Who back in the day, before you were in this place that you were in, they used to talk about each other to you. So you already knew, like, how each other feel about the other one, right? Now they're like best friends, or now everybody's cool, right? Now everybody's in agreement, and you're just like, wait, that's what I wanted. And now you can't be a part of it because it's not for real. This is just about you. This is about killing you, and not killing, like, literally, but they want to see you suffer. They want to see you fail. They want to see you fall. They want you miserable. But because you have not been in that position, notice how whenever you're going through some things and you don't seem happy or whatever, how these people love it. These people are nice to you when you are miserable. I never understood that. I used to think, man, this person must really care about me because, or people, because there's been multiple people who've done this. And I misread what was going on. I thought because I was down and this is somebody I could talk to, and if I told them what I was going through and they were there and they, you know, were listening and comforting me and all that, I thought that meant that they care about me. Whole time they were like happy to see me down, because whenever I had noticed, whenever you got positive things to say, that's the test. When you are doing well in life and you got a testimony and all that, notice their response. Notice their response. And I just saw this on TikTok. I follow this dude. I think the page is called The Art of Seduction or something like that, which is not really what I'm interested in at all. But it was a video where he was talking about how you could spot your enemy. And so that was confirmation from God that notice how you can hear in the tone when they are happy. Why are they so available? Why are they so willing to listen to your pain? Right? And then how I also experienced this was with people I don't even rock with. I'm like, wait a minute. So the people who were closest to me, right, want to see me suffer. And then the people I don't really talk to want to see me suffer. What is going on? I'm like, what did I do? Like, what did I do? Oh, and that was another thing, too. I did ask a person. I was like, you know, you've been treating me like this for a minute. Like, we've been, like, not on the same page for a minute. And I just want to know, what did I do so I can apologize or I can work on it or we can work through it? Like, I've humbled myself that much. And do you know that person had nothing to say? Nothing. It was literally like crickets. And in my head, I was like, okay, checkmate. This is what it is then. This is what it is. Like, it has nothing to do with me. It's just this person just does not want to like me. They don't want to be cool with me. They want to have beef with me. It's like fighting me fuels them. Right? It's like they get a high off of that. They get a high off of gossiping about me. They get a high off of seeing me miserable. They get a high off of, you know, just being an inconvenience in my life, like just disrupting, causing discord. They love that. They love that. And so as sick as it is, because I told the Lord, I was like, before this video, this podcast even came about, I was just like with Abba and I said, look, Lord, I'm not trying to replay and rehearse and process. We know what it is because it's the same old, tired old story week after week after week, but I don't know how to get out of this. And then that's what I was telling God. The Lord really told me. Holy Spirit was like, you just care too much. And I was like, well, I don't know how to not care. Because I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Like, I'm wrong for not loving these people. And the Lord was like, there's a difference. And no, that's why he gave me the story with the whole Pharisees and Sadducees thing. Because notice how Jesus was responding to them. Who called them what did he say? Something about vipers. Like, he called them snakes, like, straight up to their face. Like, so the Lord was like, notice how Jesus was speaking to them. Because, okay, so here we go. I'm just going to tell you what Abba said. He was like, Bree, you are a sweet person. You have a sweet heart. Do not let these people change your heart. Do not let them change who you are, right? It's really just knowing who to be who to. Right? This person, these people, you know that they are no good for you. You know that they don't like you for no reason. So you don't have to be who you are to them. And so it's like these hard boundaries of like, I don't have to talk to you. Right? I don't have to listen to what you have to say. I don't have to, you know, be around you. You don't have to be a part of my life. You don't have to do any of these things. Like, and it's okay. So that was something I was struggling with because I was just like, it just felt wrong. I didn't want to be the person who had, like, unforgiveness. So the test, if you have unforgiveness or not, right, what God was showing me is, how do you feel, how would you feel if they got blessed? If God blessed them? How would you feel if they were successful in their life, right? How do you feel not, you know, getting to say whatever it is that you got to say and getting it off your chest? How do you feel about that? Some of those things, being honest, just because of like where I am right now, and I know I'll get over it. Now I don't want to see them blessed because I'm hurt. But I feel like once I get over the hurt, because I've done before, then things will be fine. I was buying car accidents in the name of Jesus. But other than that, like, I don't care about sharing my story to them no more. I don't care about speaking my peace no more. I don't care about resolving issues with them anymore because I see that nothing's going to come from it because they don't want it to. That is the key. They don't want to. They don't want it to. They don't want it. They don't want you. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. They want issues. Isn't that sick? For someone who wants peace and you're tied to somebody who wants issues, oh, it's going to be constant chaos. This is why you're constantly in a tornado. You seem like there's always, every time you turn around, there's something, something. Your peace is always being challenged for some reason. It's them. It's them. And so coming to peace with yourself, within yourself, coming to peace with the fact that, hey, this is never going to be, and that's okay. Literally taking that L, like, it is what it is, and it's not even your fault. They didn't want it. What are you supposed to do? How, like, you can't force somebody to be godly, to love, to be honest, to you know, have all these fruits of the spirit. You can't. Which brings me to my next point. So then the Lord was showing me how I was Noah, right? So, and you're Noah too, because you are the only one. Like, you literally feel like, okay, I can't talk to anybody about this. So I'm gonna tell y'all my story. This is with family too. So I've been going through some stuff, like, with family, in a sense, like, just not seeing eye to eye. And I'm like, why now am I having issues, like, with family members, or just not even real issues like that, but more like a lot of disagreements and discord, kind of like it was not flowing like it used to flow, right? And the Lord was like, because you're Noah. And I was frustrated because I wanted to go to this person to tell them about what I was going through, but I couldn't. And I wanted to go to this person to tell them what I was going through, but I couldn't. Because really, when I look at the picture, they all really act the same. They all really treated me the same. They all, so it was like, it's all of them. And I promise you, I'm not sitting up here trying to not be accountable or nothing like that. I'm always sitting here checking myself before I go checking for other people. I'm always willing to, you know, fix my part, because I just want resolution. I don't want issues. I just don't. I just don't. I'm like, I just don't. So when the Lord was showing me that, I was like, okay, they all have the same issue. They all kind of treat me the same. It's the same spirit, right? I said, man, this sucks. Like, I don't know what to do. And so that's when God was telling me, like, that this is the flood. This is the separation. This is why I just need you to focus on you and your immediate family, getting them together, gathering them up, you know, being in the ark, just y'all being to yourselves. So it is feeling like a isolation, right? I'm being isolated because these people aren't supposed to be in my life. If you read in the Bible, and it's crazy because it talks about family, and I think that's such a huge issue, in a sense that we feel like we have to deal with stuff that we shouldn't have to deal with. Like, if a friend was treating you like how your family were treating you, you wouldn't deal with that friend. If it was somebody you didn't even know for that long. But I feel like we give people chances that don't deserve chances. Because the thing is, it's like, it doesn't matter who you are. And I tell my children that. If I'm being toxic and I'm abusive, cut me off. Your well-being is way more important than keeping a title of, like, or, you know, playing this role that, oh, well, you're my mom, so I gotta be this way. I mean, definitely be respectful, but that doesn't mean I have to be in your life. If I'm being abusive to your children, protect your children. So I think that's what it comes to. We feel like we can't protect ourselves from family, that family get a pass to treat us however. That's sick. If anything, family should be the last person or the last people who should treat us whatever, and they do us the dirtiest. They do us the dirtiest. So I just didn't understand, because I was holding on to that, like the title. I valued the title more than my worth, more than my peace, more than whatever, because I was like, well, this is just how it's supposed to go. I'm just going to have to pray for them and just deal with it. Like, if you ever have to get yourself mentally prepared before you are in a presence with somebody, and it's just, this is not work or anything that you have to do, that is sad. That is a sign right there. This is not it. this is most definitely not it. And so anyway, so God was telling me, like, Bree, you're Noah right now. There's a separation. God has a whole new family for us. He has a whole new family. Everything that you have ever wanted. And so what the Lord has been dealing with me in this time is, as you heal, as you grieve, as you let go of people and the attachments of what you had for the future. Like, you believed that this was going to be like this, right? Just letting go of those things. God has to become that. God has to fill that void before he sends you the healthy people. So just like I said, I'm accountable. So what happens is this. God was showing me a lot of the people that I have attracted into my life that's, you know, who have been these friends and things like that. People who are not blood related. Right? This stuff has happened because of the state that I was in. The type of person that I was in. Right? Because birds of a feather. Right? They flock together. So even the traits that I can't stand in these people were the traits that I also had that I didn't know. Like, so it was all from brokenness. Really, everything was rooted in just brokenness. And so now that I'm healed and I operate differently, these people are not healed yet. So they still are in a broken state where I'm not. And so God is not going to not give you better, right? God's going to give you the people that you belong around now. So that was what the whole point of the flood was. God was like, they all like this. You're the only one. I'm going to give you something better. We're going to start all over. We started from scratch. And so anyway, I missed my point. So we're in this isolation period. God is needing to be that person. Because if God is not that person for you or that thing, whatever it is that you need, you will not only like idolize it. Well, yeah, that's all I can think of. But you will idolize that person. It's almost like you'll be back in the position that you were in to begin with. Like, in a different headspace because you know more. But if we do not fill that void and let God, like, be that person for us, and whatever it is that person represents, whatever that person brings, if we don't allow God to do that for us, then we will idolize whatever it is that's after. It's so important to heal because you don't want this person to be that thing that completes you. The Lord completes you. The Lord does it for you. Right? I don't know if I'm making sense, so I'll just give y'all a quick example. Me, if I have issues with my father and I have not healed from, well, I haven't healed from my father issues, or maybe I'm in the process of healing from my father issues, but I've never sought God to be that for me. Then the next person that comes, they're going to be my everything. And then if they fail me, if they decide to switch up or whatever, because they are human and it's like 100% possible, then I'm going to be back in this same position, right? Of being broken and like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with myself and I'm so hurt. How could they do this? Like, and just, you know, so yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, I'm still chewing on this myself, because yeah, it's just a lot to take in. And I know, like, if you're like me, that's not just one person. I'm talking like it's multiple people. So it's like I'm having to heal from multiple things like at the same time. And that's another thing. For whoever this is for, the Lord is saying, like, I'm trying to get you there. If you feel like, God, this is too much, this is a lot of pressure, this is so uncomfortable, like, God is moving speedily. Like, and so with that, that means we too have to keep up with the Lord's pace. You know what I mean? It's like when he says cut it off. God says let it go, let it go. God says forgive, go on that fast, do whatever is being obedient, empowering through that. Because I'm going to tell y'all, it hurts. This season, every time I think that it's going to be like rainbows and butterflies and finally, you know, it's always like some cutting, right? But the Lord has guaranteed, I don't know who this is for, but this is for sure the last part. You heard that over and over, right? But God was prophetically speaking for this hour, right? This is what he's talking about right now. This is the last part. That's why you feel like you have nothing. That's why you feel like it's like everything is being taken away from you, because God is giving you so much. And the Lord confirmed that to me, I think in Isaiah 11 or Isaiah 10. I'm not for sure. But he was like talking about how I'm going to have, it was like all these different animals were going to be like within the same, in the same place. Right, all these animals were going to be in the same place. Animals that don't really get along, they were going to be children with cobras and stuff like that. Like, hold on, children with cobras and stuff like that. And so it sounds crazy, right? Like, wait, what? Who would leave their children around some snakes or whatever, right? But that was the whole point of God saying that it was going to be so much peace. Like, it's just going to be this newness. And that's what God was showing me. Everything is just going to be new. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be peace. What you've never experienced. Where you literally do not have to worry. You do not have to be on guard. You do not have to process, like, what did this person mean when they said this, when they said that. Like, it doesn't have to be all of this. Because I'm going to tell you, for me, like, it has been so draining to... it has been so draining to deal with people who don't ever mean what they say or say what they mean. Can't, like, it's just, that's what I've been around. It is what it is. But I don't want to get into that. I just want to stay focused on what the Lord was saying to me and what he is saying to you, that he has so much for you. There's so much coming right now, and I know that it's a lot. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Because it's going to get easier. It doesn't seem like it. It does feel overwhelming. Okay? But it does get easier. All right? God is never, like, he's all about upgrading and giving you better. And so it just really comes down to trusting and believing and having faith in that thing that we literally cannot see. You can't see it. You can't even imagine it. Because this is all you've ever known. But I'm telling you, God is like, look, don't break now. Don't fold now. Because I got you. The Lord is saying, I got you. And so that's the thing. I've been hearing songs on my, like, even like in nursery rhymes, I keep hearing songs like Stay By Me. I think it's Sade, By Your Side. This is all these different songs that I keep hearing where the Lord is literally saying he's here. And then Emmanuel, like, I keep hearing Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So you are not by yourself. This is literally a time where we are, that's what it said too in Isaiah 10 or 11, I can't remember. But it was talking about how God's people were going to go to him. Like, they were just going, I believe that was it. Yeah. Like, basically saying that his people were going to come to him for whatever it was. But we were going to turn back to the Lord. And that's just what it is. And so I hear the Lord saying, some of you guys are feeling like, okay, but I've already done that. I've come back to the Lord so many different times. So the thing is this, I've said this before, I don't know where, but there's going to be several red seas. I used to think, oh, it's just one red sea I'm going to go through. And when I go through that red sea, then that's going to be it. No, there's several red seas. There could be a red sea in your finances, a red sea in your relationship, a red sea in your friendships, a red sea moment within your business and your living situations. Like, it's whatever obstacle, whatever it is that's been trying to keep you bound and God is breaking you free from. So when you're like, I already turned to God. Okay, you may have turned to God in one area. But this is a different area. Another thing I hear Holy Spirit saying is there are also layers. I don't know. I think there's somewhere in Ezekiel when God was talking about how he didn't get rid of the wild animals in the land all at once or something like that. And I never understood what that meant. Right? Like, what is he talking about? Like, why didn't he just get rid of, like, basically the Lord did not solve the problem all at once. Why didn't the Lord solve the problem all at once? You would think, right? God, we've been through enough. You could just snap your fingers and boom. You could just blow on it and then boom, like, why not, right? And so the thing is, it's about you more than it is about, like, the Lord. When we go through stuff and, like for example, this situation that we are processing, imagine if you were going through this along with everything else all at once. Because remember, we were feeling like, okay, God, but I already came to you. Why do I have to keep coming to you about this? Why do I have to keep seeking you about stuff? Like, why can't you just get rid of it all at once? Because we would lose our minds. You may not think so, but I know for an entire fact that I will lose my mind, because I already felt like I was losing my mind with this situation. Imagine now if it was finances. Imagine now if it was like marital issues and all that stacked up on each other. And we're expecting God to make a move all at once, because mind you, sometimes when the Lord makes moves, or I want to say all the time, but I don't know that for a fact. But sometimes when God makes a move in our lives, it requires our participation. So we would not have been able to bear that, because God said, I won't give you more than you can bear. So there's a reason why God does little by little. Okay, we conquered that, we conquered that, we conquered that. Okay. Yeah. And so also, y'all, this makes me think of this dream I had last night. I'm not gonna go into all of it, but just this one little snippet I thought was amazing, and it was symbolic and kind of gave me a timestamp, right? I was at a graduation, and it wasn't mine, but I was at a graduation and it was raining. It was raining on the kids. They were all like in the students or whatever, they were in their cap and gowns, and they're in their cap and gowns. Hold on, y'all. 1 second. I'm driving. Let's see. I think I got it. Okay, we good. All right. So, in a dream, these people were in their cap and gowns sitting on the field, like, about to start their ceremony, and it was raining. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I looked up to the Lord, like, I looked into the sky, and I said, God, please, when it's my turn, notice, y'all, I highlight that part, when it's my turn, I said, God, please don't let it rain on my graduation. And then as soon as, like, right after I said that, this huge rainbow, big, thick, and vibrant, like, I've never seen colors that bright, right? He was over here. I'm sorry, y'all. This dude is riding me. Oh my gosh, yo. Ridiculous. But anyway, so the rainbow was so big, thick, and beautiful. I was like, oh my gosh. And it was like, I knew in the dream that God was answering my prayers. Like, okay, it's not gonna rain on my graduation. It's not gonna rain. Because as soon as I said that, looked up, boom, rainbow. And so I was saying all that. The part that I really wanted you guys to take from that was, I was at a graduation. I knew it wasn't my turn yet. And I feel like God was just saying, like, we are still going through what we're going through, but we're getting it done, right? We are rebuilding ourselves, right? Reinventing ourselves. God is changing our atmosphere, right? We pray so much and ask God, do this for me, do that for me. But then when he's doing it, then we're complaining about the process. And I raise my hand because that's what I do all the time. And I need to stop doing that. But it's the truth. God is doing it. Our prayers are literally being answered by the moment. And what happens is, when it's all done, when we have been obedient, when we've been patient, when we have suffered long, and we really, all of that, those fruits of the Spirit, is not about you just sitting there and just suffering, just to be suffering. There is a process, right? If you think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, why were they having to go through what they went through? Why couldn't God just talk to King Nebuchadnezzar or change King Nebuchadnezzar's mind and all that? Why did they have to be publicly shamed and all that other stuff, having to go through the fire and do all of that just for them never to get burned? Oh, because there was a promotion after that. Why did Jesus have to go on a 40-day fast, y'all? I'm telling you, I fast for 3 days and I'm done. So I already know, like, that's great strength from our Lord and Savior. How, why did the Lord have him go through or have him fast for 40 days and 40 nights, right? Just to get tempted by the enemy. Like, what? Because it was his promotion. That's when his ministry started right after that. There's always a reason why God is having you go through what you're going through. There's character being built. There's self-control being put in, right? That your mindset is being changed, right? Because how many of us, if you could look back right now, put a bookmark in, right? Right now, and you look back at where you come from, where you've come from. You think about how you used to move, how you used to deal with people. Y'all be so proud of me. I don't even clap back at folks no more. I don't snap at people. I don't check people. I don't do none of that. And I could not ever imagine me not doing that, because I felt like that was embedded in me. I'm like, God, I can't. I just can't. They just got to know. I'm going to just say what I got to say and repent later. That was literally my mindset. And I've been getting dealt with, people cutting me off, people being ridiculous. I don't really make a big deal like that no more. I don't like it, but I'm just like, you know what? All right. It's like, what can I do? What, like, God got it. And that took time. That took me constantly being insulted, constantly being disrespected, constantly being looked over, right? People trying me left and right. It took that. So when you say, well, I already been here, how many times? It's something else God is working on. It's something else God is working on. And in order for you to be able to sustain, right, and enjoy everything that God has for you and those things that you've been praying for, you're going to have the character. You think of Esther. Her Esther prep took a year. It took a year for her to be ready to even just present herself. It wasn't even a guaranteed position. It's preparation. So again, there's steps. Be proud of where you've come from. And you're in a whole different place. A whole different place, all right? So yeah, that's basically it. That's all I have for you guys. I think I'm going to post this. I think I'm going to upload it. But yeah, I haven't forgotten. I know we were supposed to be going through the book of Nehemiah. I have been working on something else, but I truly, truly believe that sometime this week, I'm going to get her done. For sure, for sure. For sure, for sure. I'm going to get her done. Let's see. Yeah, y'all. So that's pretty much it. You guys have a blessed day. I am praying the Lord's covering over you, just the Lord's wisdom and understanding, and that he'll just give you his peace whenever you're facing whatever it is that you're facing. And Lord, I pray for us to have the strength to cut these people off, to accept things for the way they are and not be angry about it, but trusting that these people just weren't supposed to be there, no matter who it is. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So what I was thinking just now as I was praying, it's like, it's frustrating because it's like, it could be people, it could be your child, right? It could be your husband. It could be your mother. And these are people who are like, who are supposed to kind of play their role, right, and do their part. And so it hurts, you know, it's devastating when you're doing your part and they're not doing theirs, right? There's no respect, there's no honor, there's no love, there's no nothing. Like, you know, it's just, what? It doesn't make any sense. But God is wanting you to know, like, even if it's that, the Lord says your mother, your family is basically those who are in the will of God. So it's really having to let go of that mindset that they're, because they're blood or because you're married to them, that things are supposed to go this way. Because we all have our own choices. this is going to, it freed me. I hope it frees you that each person is supposed to be honoring their marriage to Christ. So how do we honor our marriage to Christ? It's just being obedient, right? So when these people, like, forget you for a second, but when you see their lifestyle and how they move and how they think and how they do things and they're not honoring God, then you see what I mean? Like, I think Jesus said it best. Like, if they did it to me, they're gonna do it to you. If they disrespected me, they're gonna disrespect you. If they hated me, they're gonna hate you. And it goes back to what I said at the beginning. It has nothing to do with you. It's really how they feel about God. God has shown me people are gonna treat you how they treat God. Like, you will know where someone is in their life with the Lord based on how they treat you. So why are we expecting people to love us and to be nice and to have all these characteristics of our Heavenly Father and they're not even walking with God? They're not serious about God. It's like, it's on us, and we just gotta accept that, man. You know, I did expect something from someone who just didn't even have it. They didn't have the capacity. They didn't have any of it. They're just empty vessels. I thought, if you don't have the Lord, you're empty. You have nothing. You have nothing. It's just that serious. And so also, God was ministering to me about Adam and Eve, right? How they disobeyed God, right? God put them out. And then he put a cherub, like an angel, to block the entry. Right? They couldn't come back. And obviously we are supposed to forgive people when they repent and all this other stuff. But specifically in this word, what God was giving me is kind of just close that door. They got to get kicked out your garden. Close the door and don't look back. Block it. Guard it. That's it. They can't. No. There's no second chances. There's no second chances until the Lord specifically shows you that they can have a second chance. But it's such a process in that. You think of how all that you've gone through to change. And sometimes we get too excited about potential. Oh, I saw something. I saw a glimpse. This is me. Just ready to love on folks. And ready to have people in my life. And ready to have fun. And just be smiley and just easy. Because it's like my whole life I've not had love and peace. Just lust and chaos. I want better now. And so I want people around me who I'm familiar with to want that too. But there's a process. All right. So that's like a whole nother thing. But anyway, God was like God was saying it to me, and I'm just sharing with you guys, is that's it. Shut the door. I ain't got nothing else to say to you. There's nothing else to explain. You know what you did. And if you don't, then that's even worse. If you don't know how you hurt me, then we really don't have anything to talk about. But the fact that you did know what you did, all right, there's no apology, there's no real acknowledgement, and then forget that. It's not about just apologizing. Where's the change? Where's the growth? Because true repentance is with actions, not just words. And if you don't have that, this person's not displaying that, then what are we doing? And so I feel like the Lord is just saying, this is your confirmation. Cut them off. Yes, block them. This is not Bree speaking. This is the Lord. Because y'all know I love to block folks. But this is literally God saying, block them. Block them. God has given up on people who made their mind up. No one talks about that. God gave them up to a reprobated mind? A warped mind. God gave them up to their sins. He let them have it. And somewhere in Jeremiah, it does talk about God divorced us. He divorced the Israelites. He's like, I'm done. Y'all just not getting it. You're just not getting it. God is never, ever, ever asking you to accept abuse from people and mistreatment. God loves you. Yes, we are supposed to fight and be warriors and stuff. We're supposed to be fighting demons, not people. Okay, and if people actively want to be used by the devil, we have to protect ourselves. It's literally that simple. if you think about it, I think we complicate things, though, because our feelings get involved. And we have our desires already, you know, but, you know, we gotta do it, y'all. We gots to do it. But it's not just you. I know there's so many people who can relate to this, who are going through this right now. For some reason, it is a season. It is a season of breaking up. A lot of people are breaking up. A lot of people are letting people go because God is bringing new. And imagine this, right? All of us who are experiencing this at the same time are all being isolated, but I see Holy Spirit showing me it's like a funnel. So that pain, the rejection, all that you've been going through is a funnel. It's pushing you in the direction where your true family are. This is where your true family is going to be. Because imagine us all, right? People who are like, we all thinking and we all feel the same way. So we're all being funneled in this one place, right? We're going to have the family. We're going to have the people who understand us. We're going to have the people who think before they do stuff. We're going to have the people who consider our feelings, who really display the love of God. Who really display the love of God. Just keep going. Right? Cry this out. Cry this out. Let it go. Let it go. Let them go. Because listen, there's nothing good. Nothing good is going to come from this. I'm telling you right now, people who are like bound to Satan, there's nothing they have to offer you but pain, misery, frustration, distractions, delay, insults. What is that? Offense. That's all they have to offer you. You get a little bit of love, a little bit of laughter, a little bit of comfort, right? But what follows that? Stress. And discord and everything else. So I say, Abba says, excuse me, just let it go. Let them go. Don't even worry about it. Okay? But I love y'all. Again, I'm praying for y'all. I got you guys covered. Y'all my peoples. We are definitely going to make it through this. I feel like there's going to be such great testimonies on the other side of this. Like, so much. So much. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.